Davidson. I'd like you to join me and the ministers of music from here, Water of Life Church in Plano, Texas, as we minister the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, which is the power of God. Let's open with prayer. My Heavenly Father, I thank you. My Heavenly Father. My Heavenly Father. I can see me right now sitting on top of the doghouse the way I used to talk to God. I give thanks, Father. Let the power of my Lord be great. Father, let the power of my Lord be great. Father, let the power of my Lord be great. Grant us repentance. Open our eyes that we can see. Open our ears that we can hear. Open our hearts like you did for Lydia, that we can attend unto the things which are spoken. Turn us from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. That was kind of fun. All right. Yeah, I used to, when I was young, we had a doghouse at the back of our lot, and we had about a quarter of an acre, and it was about 20 yards from the house, and it had a flat top on it. And I always laugh at the Snoopy deals because you could sit on top of that doghouse, and it looked out over the back of the doghouse, looked out over an open field, pretty open field, a meadow. And I used to sit on the top of that doghouse at night, and I used to talk to God. I used to meet him there. And the dog would just sit beside me looking up, going, there she is again. And he would just be real quiet. He wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't bark. He wouldn't jump. He would just sit there. And I would talk to God. Now, I got a question for you. Are you going to faint in the day of adversity? No. Are you going to faint in the day of adversity? Are you going to faint? Let's take a look at Romans 8. I'm going to begin in verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Did you know that God was for you? God is for you. Are you going to faint in the day of adversity? It says, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Look who delivered him up. Not the Romans, not the Jews. Who delivered Jesus up? The Father. The Father delivered Jesus up. It was the Father that sent him. It was the Father that had the crucifixion planned. And it was the Father that had the resurrection planned. It said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Are you going to faint in the day of adversity? You don't have to. Why? He that spared not his own son. He that spared not his own son. Turn with me to Isaiah 53. Let's take a look in verse 6. All. Got that word all? All. That means all of us. All of us. That doesn't exclude you. You're in all. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. All of us. You know your neighbor? You know you? You know your mother, your father? All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Isn't that a comforting thing? You're not the only one that did this. You're not the only one that went astray. All of us went astray. All like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And look at this next phrase. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Who laid your iniquity on Jesus? Who laid it on him? The Father laid it on him. The Father laid your iniquity on Jesus. Why? Because who is for you? He is for you. He is for you. He that delivered up his own son. How will he not freely give you all things? How will he not freely give you all things? He who delivered up his own son put your iniquity on Jesus. Amen. We don't have to faint in the day of adversity. He who's for us and not against us. Let's go back to Romans 5. I'm going to begin in verse 1. Therefore, being justified, it talks about Jesus being delivered for our offenses. It talks about the Father that laid our iniquity on Jesus. It was the Father that put our sin on Jesus. It wasn't a haphazard. It wasn't the Romans. It wasn't the Jews. The Father took your sin and put it on Jesus. He did it. Why? He who's for you is not against. He is for you. And he delivered up his own son because he loved us. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And look at this next part. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Ooh, I don't like that verse sometimes. We glory in tribulations also. Do you know that your faith won't grow unless you're in tribulation? Do you know you won't grow unless you have tribulation? Do you know we have to rejoice when we're in tribulation? Do you know sometimes that's harder than the tribulation? To rejoice? Why? Because God is going to have you grow. He loved you. He put your iniquities on Jesus. And he loved you so much, he's going to give you tribulation so you'll grow. We have to glory in tribulation. Are you going to faint in the day of adversity? No. You are not going to faint in the day of adversity. It's the Father that put that adversity there. Let's go on. It says, "And whom? Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. It worketh experience. Oh, but they all hate me at work. Rejoice. You're going to grow. Oh, but I have no money. Rejoice. Because you're going to grow. It said, and patience, experience. How are you going to get experience if you don't have tribulation? It's got to come. And we got to rejoice when it comes. If you don't have tribulation, day is not over yet. Are we going to faint in the day of adversity? And patience, experience, and experience hope. You know, that hope is different than the hope we learned at as a child. I always heard, I hope that that meant maybe. I hope tomorrow the weather will be nice. It might be and it might not be. That's a different hope than this word hope. This hope is expectation. It is expectation. It is expectation. Are you going to faint in the day of adversity? No. No. It says, and hope maketh not ashamed because, why? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Well, if the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by that hope, then doesn't it seem like it's the Father that's bringing the tribulation? The tribulation is what is going to make you grow. Are you going to faint in the day of adversity? I remember when I was 2003, God took me from working in the sign business, from being a business owner, a businesswoman, working with corporate people all over. He took me from that and he sent me back to school. I did not think that I could go teach in Texas. I thought I was going to have to go back to college. And, oh, God, I didn't want to go back to college. I mean, my goodness, I was in my 40s. The last thing I want to do is go back to college. Well, I found that I didn't have to go. And God worked it out. He did a miracle, and I was able to substitute for the second semester of 2003. And then while I was doing that study for my certification test, and I had to take one, it was a 10-hour test, I had to take it, but if I passed it, I was certified. And I did, I passed it. Now it's time to get a job. I had a school, a woman that knew me, and I substituted for her, she loved me. She wanted to hire me. She absolutely said, Kathy, if it opens up, I'm hiring you. So it came down closer and closer to August. In Texas, for some reason, we wait till the hottest time of the month to have school. So anyway, it's getting closer and closer to school. And we're waiting. She said, there is a woman here that's being promoted. And if that position, when she's promoted, you got her job. I was going to be a second grade teacher. We were waiting. Well, guess what? The job fell through. The job fell through. Are you gonna quit in the day of adversity? Are you going to quit? I couldn't. I had in my heart that God had a job for me. The position disappeared. Then I heard from another principal, all the positions in the school district have been filled. There are no more open positions. I don't have a job yet. Looks like I'm going to have to substitute again. But you know what? I didn't faint in the day of adversity. I told God, if you want me to substitute, that's fine. But down in here, you're telling me there's a job for me. And it's a week before school starts, and they're saying no positions, none. And if you're in the teaching field, you know what that's like? None. I mean, people hang on to those jobs. Well, it came down to less than a week before school started. I'm taking my oldest son. He's a senior. I'm going to a football meeting with him because he's playing football that year. I go into the meeting. I run into one of my son's younger teachers. This is a football meeting. This is less than a week before school starts. She said, Kathy, you got a job yet? I said, no. She thought for a little bit. She goes, Kathy, we had to let go a woman today. I'm making a phone call. The next morning, I got a call from the vice principal of that school. They said, can you come up and interview? I knew in here there was a job for me. Did I faint in a day of adversity? No. I kept telling God, it is in my heart. You have a job for me. You know, I went to that interview. I hadn't interviewed in 20 years. 20 years. I got to go interview in a school district that I wasn't even sure of. So I went home and I studied the philosophy of education and what their mission for was and all that other garbity goop that you got to do to go through one of those interviews. What was my philosophy of education? Good Lord. All right, so I go to this interview. I'm pumped. I got all these words in my head. I wore a purple suit. Purple suit. I was going to make an impression. I walk in there, I'm ready. God tells me there's a job for me. This has got to be it because there are none. I sit down, the principal looks at me and she says, Kathy, what size shirt do you wear? I looked at her. I didn't have that in my head. I was waiting for the mission statement. I said, what? She said, what size shirt do you wear? I said, why? She said, you're hired. She said, all we need is your shirt size. Why? Because I didn't faint in the day of adversity. I didn't faint. What do you do? I want you to turn with me to Romans 5:20. I want to show you something. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But look at this next statement. Look at this wonderful statement. This is the word of God and it cannot be broken. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace did much more abound. You got adversity? Grace did much more abound. And one last one. James 2:13. It says, for they have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy. But look at this next statement. And mercy rejoices against judgment. Mercy rejoices against judgment. Are you in a hard place? Did you get yourself there? Mercy rejoices against judgment. Why? Jesus died for you. He bore your sin, your iniquity, your perversities, your fears, your weaknesses, your poverty was put on his body. And who put it there? The Father did. Why? Because he loved you. Are you going to faint in the day of adversity when God's right there loving you? No. No. What do we put our faith in? Jesus died. He was buried. And he rose again. And we look at that. And we look at that. And we hang on to that. And you speak it. And you speak. You know, I used to speak to my dresser at home. That dresser is so sanctified. God, I used to preach the gospel to that dresser. You know what? I didn't faint in the day of adversity. Don't faint. Put your faith in the gospel.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the ministers of music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas, 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.